Speaking up for the rest of us, he is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, continuing the conversation now. That IG draft report now in the hands of Attorney General William Barr. What's it going to mean? Andrew McCabe has already been referred for criminal prosecution by the Department of Justice. Will James Comey be following? How about John Brennan and James Clapper? A lot of people need to be held to account, that's for sure. As we see this thing continue to unfold, you peel back the onion and you find more layers and more people in cahoots. And you wonder, how high does this go? Does this go to the West Wing of President Barack Obama's White House? That's the real question. My next guest, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, here to discuss it in a little more detail. Hans, welcome back to the program.
Sure, thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you. So McCabe, they've referred him for potential criminal prosecution. You know, if you listen to Doug Collins of Georgia, he believes they're both going to be held to account. Is McCabe, is Comey? You've been a close observer of this entire scenario, this whole meltdown, as the whole Russia scenario dissolves into chaos, and now we see the truth behind the curtain. What do you make of it, Hans?
Well, I don't think Comey is going to be held to account. You know, the Inspector General report that was recently released on him was, it was very critical of Comey, saying that he had violated numerous FBI rules and protocols in the way he mishandled his job, created these memos of his conversations with the president, but it doesn't anywhere in there say that he actually broke federal law in what he did. So even though I think he acted unprofessionally and I think he acted unethically, I don't think he's going to get prosecuted.
Even for violating the, I mean, if they misled the courts and didn't provide exculpatory evidence or mitigating facts concerning the FISA applications, you think that he would still skate on that?
Well, that's what we don't know. You know, the IG report that was released on Comey didn't go into that. So based on the earlier IG report, there's nothing there for him to be prosecuted about. But we don't know if there might be something in this new separate IG report about the start of this investigation that might cause him to be prosecuted. And it all boils down to, did FBI agents and officials, did DOJ officials, when they applied to the FISA court for a warrant to begin secret electronic surveillance of the campaign of Donald Trump, did they lie to the court? Did they lie to the court about the evidence that they had, about having supposedly checked and verified,
well,
and all of which they have to do? And it looks like they didn't do that, but we will find out in the IG report.
Well, let's take a closer look at the gentleman that replaced Comey when he was removed.
Right.
The deputy director of the FBI, who became acting director of the FBI, who was subsequently fired by Jeff Sessions for his failure to do his job and for, you know, being less than forthright. I don't remember the exact terminology there, but basically he lied, lost his job, lost his pension. He's since sued the government, but he has been referred for criminal prosecution. Let's go through that for a moment. What do you think?
There, I think that they should go ahead with the criminal prosecution, and I think they'll be successful with it. And the IG report on McCabe, you know, it also criticized him for violating FBI rules and protocols, in particular for leaking information that he was not authorized to leak about the Clinton Foundation investigation to a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. What got him in big trouble, and this is what he apparently has been referred to for prosecution, is that when he was asked specifically about that leak, he lied to James Comey and said, oh, I don't know how that leak occurred. I didn't do it. He then lied to the inspection division of the FBI, which was trying to find out how the leak occurred. But most importantly, when the IG opened his investigation, McCabe lied to agents from the Inspector General's office under oath, So that means that he violated two federal statutes. First of all, he committed perjury. You know, if you lie under oath,
right,
that's perjury. But second, in lying to agents from the inspection division and in lying to his boss, James Comey, that's a violation of federal law. Lying to a federal agent is a violation of federal law. That's the law under which General Michael Flynn was prosecuted. And I think the Justice Department almost has no choice but to prosecute McCabe, because if they don't, they're sending the message to the American public that there's two separate rules. If you're an FBI agent, you can get away with lying. If you're an ordinary member of the public or somebody else like Michael Flynn,
right,
and you lie to the an agent of the FBI, we're going to prosecute you. And
let me ask you a bigger question.
They can't do that.
Let me ask you a bigger question. Hans von Spakovsky here from the Heritage Foundation. I sat down with Devin Nunez for about an hour, hour and a half yesterday, and had a long conversation about a lot of these things. And I asked Congressman Nunez if he believed that this whole conspiracy, for lack of a better term, led all the way back, be it James Comey, Andy McCabe, any of them, did it all lead back prior to him leaving office to Barack Obama's West Wing? Did it lead back to the Oval Office occupied by then-President Barack Obama? And Nunez says it would be awfully hard to believe he didn't know about it, be it the Comey meeting on January the 6th, 2017, all of the other maneuvers that went on. He said it would be awfully hard for Barack Obama not to have known about these things. Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with him. I mean, look, here the FBI and Obama's most senior political people at the Justice Department are opening up what is really an unprecedented investigation of the opposition presidential opposition party presidential candidate. The idea that they would do that and not inform the president, that I just can't imagine that. So I think there's no question that Barack Obama knew about it and approved it. Would we ever be able to actually prove it? Probably not, because do we think that Obama's top political people at the Justice Department are going to admit that that happened? Probably not. But I just don't see how that could not have occurred.
Well, and I, you know, listen to all of the facts and pay attention to all the facts. I would agree with that assertion from what we know at this point. Okay, so how long do you think until we see this report released from the Inspector General? And then, of course, you've got John Durham out there still working on a second report at the behest of William Barr. The first report, how long do you think? A week? 2 weeks? Today? What do you think?
Well, we're hearing that it might be sometime in October, that supposedly the IG has finished the report, but he has submitted it for review to the Attorney General. So the Attorney General has to go through it and read it, see if he agrees or disagrees with the provisions. But remember, the last time a story broke about this, the story was, that we would get this report at the beginning of this past summer.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen.
Of course, we still don't have
it. There you go. Hans, always good talking to you, my friend. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Hans von Spakovsky here, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up a bit later on the program, Devin Nunez and I sit down for a long conversation. Sit tight on the Steve Gruber Show.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical. Do you want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at paychecktalk.com. That's Paycheckology at paychecktalk.com.